More Idaho Matters right now. I'm Gemma Gaudette. During the peak of the COVID-19 pandemic, small businesses had to close their doors for months. They ended up laying off employees. Many actually had to go out of business altogether. And Idaho saw its share of small shops and enterprises disappear, and many that survived, they are still struggling. The new regional head of the U.S. Small Business Administration has been traveling around the Pacific Northwest, listening to those small business owners to find out what they're struggling with during the pandemic recovery. And today, Mike Fong is in Boise to hear from women business owners, as well as others. And he is joining us right now to talk more. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Gemma. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So you've been the regional administrator for the Small Business Administration since January, so fairly new to the job, but you grew up around small businesses, I'm told. In fact, your dad ran three different restaurants in Spokane and in Post Falls. Your great uncle owned a restaurant in Spokane. So I am guessing that you have had firsthand small business experience. My parents owned a restaurant too, and I think I was washing dishes at about 10.
Yeah, that sounds about right, Gemma. I grew up in Spokane, like you said, and my family has been in the small Chinese restaurant business for several decades. And as you mentioned, my dad had a small Chinese restaurant in Post Falls, Idaho, in the late 80s, early 90s, and also a couple of ventures in Spokane in the 70s and early 80s. So I do have a little bit of perspective, and admittedly, at a relatively young age, of just being around family members and around the restaurants, helping out where you can, and more than anything, it's just an appreciation for just how much hard work goes into small business entrepreneurship, mm-hmm. and just a tremendous respect for folks that are in that line of work. So, being back in the Northwest, though.
I bet. And I was going to say, I think too, it's an appreciation for not just how hard these folks work over small business owners, but so many of them put everything they own on the line, make this business, to make these businesses work.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I mean, in some ways, it's one of the elements of small business ownership and entrepreneurship that really drew me to the Small Business Administration in this role, particularly in the context of coming out of the pandemic. And as we move towards recovery, so many small businesses have had to struggle through uncertainty around public health crisis, but also really changing rules and regulations during this last year and a half. And to get to a point where folks can turn a corner is really exciting, and I'm eager to see how SBA, which had such a huge footprint during the crisis in terms of helping businesses just survive, can now be a part of helping them thrive and grow into the future.
So I know before you took on this new role, you were the deputy mayor of Seattle. In fact, you helped coordinate the response to the pandemic. How did the city of Seattle, how did their small businesses weather COVID-19?
Well, I think it's been really tough, and for a multitude of factors. And our hope is that especially during those early days in the February, March of 2020, and where we were facing a tremendous amount of uncertainty around both the what the measures, public health response measures would look like, and the length of time that that folks would be under those measures. I think nobody would have expected that 2 years in, we're kind of finally pulling out. But hopefully, and to the extent possible, the alignment of resources from federal, state, local government, philanthropy, and others to really try to build as resilient of a safety net as possible to help small businesses, whether that be through direct financial resources or other forms of assistance, and also creativity and innovative ways to be able to keep their businesses going. We were able to do as much as we can to help as many people as we could. But in spite of those efforts, we recognize that some businesses were challenged and remain challenged. But hopefully we can start continuing to deploy supports that help people recover.
And as I mentioned in the introduction, you have been spending the last few weeks traveling around the Northwest, in person, talking with small business owners. You were in Spokane and North Idaho a few weeks ago. You're in Boise today. So what are you hearing from small business owners about how they're recovering from the pandemic?
Yeah, and I've been in Spokane, Yakima, Coeur d'Alene, spent some time in Juneau, Alaska, Portland, and now Boise. And, there's lots of similarities and consistency in what I'm hearing from small business owners. One is that generally folks are clearly ready to put COVID behind us. There's no question that there is I would call it cautious optimism, that things are starting to move in the right direction. Under the Biden-Harris administration and the reports coming out of DC in terms of the broader economic indicators, all signs are looking strong in terms of job creation, new small businesses opening. And that sentiment on the national level seems to be reflected on the local level as well. So whether it be the small business in Spokane that is doing STEM science displays for museums, that has been starting to ship products overseas, finally getting a new order to Malaysia come in and able to turn on the engines of production again, or the construction company in Yakima that has been starting to see more federal contracts and local government contracts start to emerge for procurement opportunities, or the restaurants here in Boise that I talked to yesterday, where really has started to see actually strong growth in revenues and customers, even for a little bit of time now leading into 2022. So it really does feel like that the engines of the economy are turning back on. We like to call the small businesses are really the giants of our economy in terms of job creation. More than 2/3 of the jobs in this country being created by small businesses, and also we're seeing tremendous new entrepreneurship coming into focus. During the pandemic, we've seen tremendous growth in people starting small businesses. So all of this seemed to be positives for the ecosystem as far as where we think things are headed.
Let me reintroduce you for folks who are just joining us. We're talking with Michael Fong. He's the new Region 10 Administrator for the U.S. Small Business Administration. We're talking today about how small businesses in the Northwest, in particular in Idaho, are recovering from the peak of the COVID-19 pandemic. Mike, I want to switch gears a bit because you have said you don't want businesses to get back to pre-pandemic business as usual. You want to see more equity alongside pandemic recovery. Can you talk more about that?
Absolutely. So that was one of the pieces that really drew me to in terms of the conversations I had with the White House and our SBA administrator, Isabel Guzman. It was really heartening to hear that there was genuine commitment to equity as part of the recovery process. And what that means to us is that we know that going into the pandemic, that there are many, many disparities that existed for communities of color, rural small business owners, women, veteran-owned businesses. And the pandemic really just exacerbated those challenges. And I really saw that in terms of business closures and other challenges. And as we kind of pull out of the pandemic, we need to continue to hold that recognition front and center as we think about how we outreach to communities and small businesses, how we make sure that our tools for working capital, financial resources, as well as one-on-one consultative services and business supports, really do focus in on how we can make sure that we're meeting businesses from these communities where they are. And part of that is a recognition that sometimes SBA in and of itself is not the best messenger for some of those resources and tools. And that's why we're really committed to working with community organizations, ethnic chambers, women's organizations such as the Women's Business Center and others that really have the expertise, the reach into those communities, and an ability to connect in a way with a trusted relationship that sometimes the federal government, being a little bit further removed, just doesn't have on a day-to-day basis. So all this to say, I think we have a really unique opportunity coming out of the pandemic, where we have touched so many more businesses than ever as an agency. SBA has probably higher brand recognition now than it ever has in its history. But to make sure that we're working for everybody equitably is a priority for the administration, and it's a personal priority as I enter this role.
And it's interesting to me because I think you make a good point in the sense of what businesses were hit the hardest, right? You mentioned businesses owned by women, vets, immigrants, rural areas. And I think what the pandemic did is it took the veil down when it comes to disparity, when it comes to the lack of equity. And I think it opened some people's eyes because it's always been there. It's just that it put it in very stark reality. But for those of us who fall into those categories, right, we've been drumming this, we've been beating this drum for a long time. So how do you, moving forward, make sure that equity really does happen? Because it's very easy to move forward and to forget, frankly.
Yeah. No, that I completely agree, and let me give you a few examples to for your listeners to think about. One is take the space of government contracting. You know, the federal government does more business for goods and services with the private sector than really anyone else in the world. $500 to $600 billion of purchased goods and services annually. In the Pacific Northwest, $25 billion of goods and services were purchased just in the four states in my region, Alaska, Washington, Idaho, and Oregon. $8 billion of that went to small businesses in 2021. And what's not very well known, though, is the federal government also has some very specific statutory requirements that those dollars go to small disadvantaged businesses. And rural-owned businesses and others with intentionality from the various federal agencies that purchase goods and services. Well, part of peeling the onion back and the curtain back a little bit is to be able to understand how we're doing. And the Biden-Harris administration and SBA, for the first time in its history, is starting to make information around who's getting those contracts more transparent so that we can actually analyze the data, disaggregated data, that starts to look at all this intentionality. Is it delivering the kind of results for various racial and ethnic groups and women, rural-owned businesses that we would expect or intended? And that data still shows, frankly, underrepresentation in small businesses in those various categories relative to the number of small businesses that they represent in the country. So, and populations. So it just tells us that we've got work to do, but being transparent and able to acknowledge that we need to have better data, disaggregate data to look at how things are going, is one way we can hold ourselves accountable for the policy goals and objectives that we articulate. So that, and another example is around the approach to reaching communities that we talked about earlier in our conversation.
Right.
The Biden-Harris administration included $100 million in the American Rescue Plan that has been fund that went out the door and funded agencies across the country to implement a model of engagement that very much is in alignment with what we've just been talking about. And in fact, the Women's Business Center here in Boise was a recipient of one of those grants and are working with a number of organizations in the Hispanic community, the veterans community, tribal communities, to create a hub and spoke model where the WBC is the hub and these spoke organizations are the ones that are out there reaching out to small businesses in these various constituencies. As you might see, SBA is in the back office there, not on the front, because we want folks that have those trusted relationships to be engaging small businesses, and then let us support the technical financial tools and other resources that are offerings, but make sure that the relationship is held with people that have those trusted relationships. So again, another way that we are trying to rethink how we can be accountable to actually deliver on this commitment to equity.
Well, I want to thank you so much for your time and coming in and talking with us. We've been speaking with Michael Fong. He is the new Region 10 Administrator for the U.S. Small Business Administration about how small businesses in Idaho are doing after the pandemic. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Great. Thanks, Gemma.
Absolutely. Up next, we talk to a Pulitzer Prize-winning author who's coming to Boise.